What are you up to? The Mishnah on top of Samach
Hay? No, we're Samach Dal today. Kum learn the black Gemara. We're up to the Samach Dal number Aleph. The Toshma, about 6 lines at the top. We learned was Abhuda says the name of Rav, that the people who bowed down to Avodah Zorah, not because they wanted Avodah Zorah, they wanted Arayus. And they couldn't control themselves. But they didn't want to be punished. So they say, no. Generally. And therefore they said that we don't believe in the Eibishter, so the chapas don't chep us. We, you know, leave us alone. So then we bring all these different ayahs that the Eden actually were stooped into, they were steep deep into Avodah Zorah. We said each one, Basad Avikabe. In other words, they started out with the different attention together, but over time. So now we'll continue. Toshma, come in here, about 6 lines at the top. Come and hear. It says over there that when Ezra came back to the Eden and taken him out of everything else, it says by his echo because Godel, they screamed out with a loud voice, El Hashem Elokeihem. They screamed out to their God. My Omer, what were they saying? Omer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Innocent, they were saying, bye, bye, oyvei, oyvei. Hainu, the Acher, will abase him. They were saying to the Eibishter, you destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Kalyil HaHechol, you burnt down your Hechol, the Katlinu LeTzadikai, it's a, you killed all your Tzadikim, Vaglinu LeYisrael Marayu, and you sent them all out of the land. Why? Because what did Eden do? They succumbed to Avodah Zorah. Vadayin HuMarakid Beinon, and this Yetzahara that you sent is still right here, dancing along as Sofid, and he's doing a very good job. Klum Yahavid Nulan, why did you give us such a strong Yetzahara for Avodah Zorah? El Kibbul HaBeAgri, you wanted to give us a chance to overcome him so that we'll get some kind of Ischar. Like you beenin, but like Agri beenin. Exactly. We don't want the Yetzirah. We don't want his reward. So the question is, you just said before the Gemara that they didn't really want to worship Avodah Zorah. They only did it because of Arayus. And here it sounds like they couldn't control themselves. So the Gemara basa da avikabe. Again, after the Chatzilah, they went to the different attentions, but once they got stuck to Avodah Zorah, they couldn't get rid of it. Like the Lamam's whole explanation of how Avodah Zorah evolved in the first place.
It's
politics
like
and all
like
that.
Like an addictive taiva.
Yeah, once it's there, yeah. So the Gemara says, Yosvu t'losa yeme betahanisa, so the Chachamim that sat down for 3 days and they were fasting, boy, rachme, and they started davening to Rebish, viflashir. Nofulu piska mirakia came down, a piece of paper from heaven, David Kosebe, it's written to Emes, the Rebish is sanctioning what they were about to do. From here we know the Eibush's signature is Emes, because whenever you give a decree, you always stamp with your name, and so the Eibush is saying he agrees with them, is that I am, that this is his signature. This fiery lion came out of the Kodesh Kodashim. That means which is hard to understand. Means
what
the Yetzirah
that they were making, which
they were beginning to get rid of the Yetzirah. This Yetzirah came out of the Kodesh Kodashim, as it says in Gemara Sukkah, that tzaddikim have the biggest Yetziraharas, and we don't know where they saw it. They all cried, and so the whole story of the Abaye over there, how he couldn't control himself. So here you see, where did the Yetzirah come out of? Kodesh Hakodashim, the holiest place in this world. That's where it came from. And it looked like a fiery lion. Amalu novely saw. As Chaya said, Hainu Yitzhak Avodah Zorah. Don't get excited. This is the Yetzirah for Avodah Zorah. In other words, every Aveda has a different Yetzirah. This is the Yetzirah for Avodah Zorah. But how did the Kotov Selei? So when they went ahead and they captured it, this fiery lion, Ishtamid Binisa Minei, a hair came out. They, when they pulled him, whatever it is, a hair came out of the lion. But Ozel Kalyan, the lion, screamed with such pain. But Arba Mea Parsi, you can hear it a distance of 400 Parsi. Amru Heichin Navi, the turn of Chayyim, what should we do? We're scared. Dimma Mishmai Menachmele, if we're going to go ahead and put him and lock him up, he's going to scream, and David Rahman is going to let him set him free. We don't know whose side David is on anyway. Amalei Novi says, Chai, he said to them, Shaduya Beduda Davra, put him into a lead container, Vikasuya Bavra, and then cover it with a lead cover, the Shayiv color. That's going to contain his voice. It's soundproof. What does that mean exactly?
I'm saying, is this all a marshal for something?
No, they tell the Gemara. What does it mean? If the Eibishter can hear the sound, everybody has to physically hear the sound. If he's screaming, even in a container, the Eibishter will still hear him. So they were more worried, not about they were about themselves. They're worried that if they're going to hear the cry, they're going to change. They'll have charot and say, no, maybe you should let him live. And that's what they're worried about. So he contained them in the container, and they shouldn't hear it. Yechsibet says positive, Yoymer Zois Harisha. He said, how do you know this whole story happened? Because Chai said, this is the Yetzirah. Vayashlech oisel toche eifer. They threw them into this box. Vayashlech kaseh eifer. And they covered it with this thing of lead. Amri, so they were, now that they got rid of the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, that's what today we cannot understand. Why would they even have an urge to do the Pa'oi, the Makulis, and all these things? We don't, because they took the Yetzer Hara away completely. So now they said, now we're on a roll. Let's get rid of the Yetzer Hara for our royals. That's really even a bigger problem than Avodah Zarah. It's a different Yetzer Hara, but we're on a roll here. Boy, Rachma. So again, they davened Imse beYedayu. Doesn't say where it came from, but this time they also had the Yetzer Hara of Aroyes Chavshu. They tied him up, they manacled him and tlosi for 3 days. Then they went out to go ahead and eat some eggs. Boy, Beyesa Basiyemel Lachila. For a sick person, for some reason, they needed an egg that was only one that was just freshly laid. But they asked, they couldn't find it. So what? Why not? Where can they find it? Because once the Abishah stopped, the type of Aroyas has stopped across the world. You can't do a half jobs. All the animals stopped mating and everything else, and suddenly procreation stopped. Omru the Chazal, and I don't know exactly the reason for this, but Chazal say, hey Chinah, what should we do? Niboy palgish. We asked the Abishah for half. No, we should still have a type for these things, but not in an Isidic way, but in a Mutzadik way. Palga mirakiya lo yavi. Why not? Doesn't give a reason why. The Avish doesn't do half jobs, half measures. Or the God or the Garnish. All or nothing. Either if a taiva, there's a taiva, the taiva goes across the board, mitzvah Aveda. Or if you want me to take away taiva Aveda, I'll take away taiva mitzvah as well. Why? Doesn't say why. Unless you're talking the level of the Avish, which is bleak gvul. If it's bleak gvul, there's no hagbalos. In gvul, you can say, ad kan. There's no ad kans in bleak in the level of Hashem, which is infinity. So what they did was, kachlinu le'ene, and hopefully this Gemara never proves to be wrong. Kachlinu le'ene, they blinded his eyes, so therefore they weakened him. And by blinding his eyes, because where does the taiva start from? From seeing something, and then you have a taiva. So by blinding their eye, they sort of diminish the taiva. The taiva what? Ahanibe, you know what it worked? One taiva people don't have is incest. Incest is not a taiva. Even today, with the morass that we find ourselves in, incest is not the type at the moment. Yeah, I mean, violence is more, but never know what's going to be tomorrow. Never know what's going. Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Why are we talking about all this? Because we're good. What Rav Yudah Marav said before, that people don't really want to avoid this. Amar Rav Yudah Marav. Maise ben Nochris Ach. This is an amazing Gemara. There's a story with a Nochris Ach, the Gentile woman. She was extremely ill. Amr, she said, "Im tamad ha'isha mechol yev." See, Gemara always tells a story in third person. So this woman said about herself, "If this woman stands up and gets cured, teler v'tavid lechol avodah zarah shebayolam, I'm going to go worship every avodah. I don't know which one I have to give the credit to. So I'll go to everybody. Never entered a mind about an eibishter, but you go avodah zarah. Amr, she stood up, v'avdah lechol avodah zarah shebayolam. Kivon she gila pa'oyer, she came to this thing of pa'oyer. Shalom lekayimini. She asked the galachim, the priest, b'me oivin lezu. So what's the avodah here?" Amr said, "So this is what we do. Oichlin tardin, eat burkas, eat beetroots. V'shoyz yishecher, we drink fresh wine. Umatrizin befana, and then you defecate in front as a reason after that." Amr, she said, she found this so repulsive. Mutiv shetachza yishin lechoylu v'tanvozer v'kach. I'd rather be sick again rather than worshiping an idol this way. So the pasuk now says, now listen, amazing Gemara. We always say in davening v'atem hadvekim Hashem alakecha chayin kucham ayim, right? We think it's a compliment that we're close to the Eibishter. The Gemara here says, faket, it's a curse. What do you mean? It's a pejorative statement. Atem beis Yisrael einim kein. You're not like that. When it comes to Baal Pa'oi, what's the lashon in the pasuk regarding the Eden? It says there, kill, by Kodach over there, and by Balak, hanitzmodim le Baal Pa'oi. All those who attach themselves and cleave to the Baal Pa'oi, get some apostle, like the lid that's sealed on top of a barrel. But when it comes to the Eibish, there's a chakov atem hadvekim Hashem alakechem. Kishtei tam, there's like two dates. Hadvuka zubazu. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, you become like one. And when it comes to the Eibish, there's a chakov atem hadvekim. There's two, there's you, there's the Eibish. You're like two dates stuck together. It's very easy to take them apart. In other words, we are closer to stuck together like one.
Something possible. You know?
Yeah, on top of a barrel, you put a seal, it's mamish tight. So it's snuggly. So what's he saying over here is that with Avodah Zarah, you're closer to Avodah Zarah than with the Eibishter. So Atmat Veikim is a chsar, not a maila. That's one version of the Gemara. However, that's a...
blew away one of the most beautiful psukim.
Oh, so now we bring up Raisa with no author. That was a Bihuda Marav.
Can you imagine? Why would you do that? Why would you take a pasuk like that and use it as a chesaron? Yeah, gnai. Tana, we must need to learn a brayso and faket. Hanitz modin lebal poi faket. It's a compliment that when it's modin, when he's by pal poi, you're attached like a man and a wife. You can always give a divorce and walk away. Kitzam midai de isha like a woman, a man. You can just walk away. You're one of the same. So it's a maila. In Chassidus, we explain that you have a thing called Dveikus Nikedis and Dveikus Bilti Nikedis, which means, so usually we teach, Oyer is called a Dveikus Nikedis. Oyer, that means the emanation from Hashem, is Dovuk, and it's Nikedis. You can tell that they're one and the same. What's the Oyer doing? The Oyer is radiating only what the Moyer gives it. Mashen Ken Kalim is already a Dveikus Shein Nikedis. You don't see the attachment so much. That's how it's usual for Chassidus. But in some places, it's explained just the opposite. That Kalim is Dveikus Nikeris and Ur is Dveikus Bilti Nikeris. Because what does Dveikus Nikeris mean? You can tell that they're attached. In other words, if you can tell they're attached, that means even after they're attached, they're still two items, but you can tell that they're stuck together. Dveikus Bilti Nikeris means they're mamish one. The Ur and the Moir are like one that you cannot even tell that they're attached because it's the same thing. It's exactly the two opinions here. Atem had vakim. It's exactly this. What do you mean vakim? Is vakim is dvekis nikedis? Or dvekis bild nikedis? Is dvekis mean that they're like mamish one, which is the second shot, the braisa? Or dvekis mean we can see that the two sticking together? Two is already a chson.
Last week in the Kutatera, we had the whole discussion about the maila of a unity of many individuals.
Yachid and Echad.
Echad is something which is inherently one, and each one has advantage over the other.
Yeah, but that's different. There's the Chatchil one. Here we're talking about two that come together. Within two that come together, there's two ways. Okay, anyway. So I'm going to see Achsidis and Nigla are all one and the same Yehuda. You can't get away from it. Torah Bam Galer, Maise, there was a story. Besafta, a guy called Safta Ben Ilis. There's a guy called Safta Ben Ilis, and for some reason or another, people don't understand why Rashi says Ben Ilis must be the name of a city. Why can't it just be Ben Ilis, the name of a person? Anyway, Shehizke Chamay Nochirachas, he once rented out, he hired out his donkey to a person, to a woman, and he was a balagol, and they were going together. Kiva Shigi Lepoi, when it came to the poi, Omra Loi.
Like you say, the
Shpolozeda.
This is the
Al-Saloba. Oh, okay. She said to him, Hamte, wait for me. I got to do my thing over here with the Avodah Zorah. Lachash Yotta, after she came out, she said to her, I just want to go in there. Afat, Hamte, you wait for me. I want to go in. Veisha, come out. She said to him, Yehudiata, you're a Jew. What are you doing walking into a church? What's your business? So from here we see that it was such a strong taiva for Avodah Zorah. And before Rabbi Yehuda said nobody really wanted it. Like, Nichnas, what he did was, he was more machmir than any
woman in
the What he did was, he went inside, Nichnas, par befalim, he defecated in front of this idol, which was everyone does. But then the kinach b'choy tomei, then he wiped himself with the nose of the Avodah Zorah. The priests, they never saw such a wonderful avodah. Nobody on a Yiddish cup can come up with this idea over here. Yes, exactly. So this is like unbelievable. And again, the Gemara was talking about the type of avodah zarah. Even though the chachil started, because varoyis, once it got, happened,
his kavana was the gnai or l'ashem avdus. He wanted to serve it properly.
The Gemara is saying it seems avdus. Hapoya atzel ba'poya. So the Gemara says that if you defecate from a poya, that's the avoda. I forgot the mechavin lebiza. Even though your intention was to insult it. The Gemara says it can't be that pshat. Because we learned before that even if you do ma'av of a yidus, your intention is to serve it, but not because you really believe in it, but you love the guy, you fear the guy, Rava says you're not chayiv. So how could it be if my intention is b'chlal not to I believe it, I just want to get rid of it, I want to mevaz it. So Tezidiva says it means you want to worship it, but but what your intention is that this is how you worship through bizi. That's the avodah, you're chayiv.
That's why I'm asking, because I'm going to get to this ma'aser, the next words we have is this b'chlal lebizi.
Yeah. If you throw a stone, that's avodah. I forgot the mechav migvin. You know, your intention was to throw stones. Rabbanasha, have a ka'ozel of Beit Rosa. We're going to say called Beit Rosa. Amr loy avodah zorah. The koyhocha. This avodah zorah standing right out in front of the city of the city over here. What did he do?
Shokal Pisa, he took a clump of dirt and shot the bayin through it, thinking that rocks are not allowed to throw, but this is not rocks, this is dirt. Amru le Markulis is Markulis. You can't do that. Amru, he said, what do you mean? Hazoidik ev le Markulis, the Mishnah is only rocks. Also, Shol be Medrasha. He asked in the base of Medrash, am I right or am I wrong? He did it to Mevazit, to show that he doesn't believe in it. But maybe it's also Amalei Hazoidik ev Markulis Tanan. Afagav the Mechavel Migmei. If you throw, even though your intention was to get rid of it, anything you throw, rock is only an example. Doesn't mean only rocks. Anything you throw at it, you are Chayiv. Amalu Ezel Ishkla. I should take it back. Show that I have Charot. Amalei No. Echad Hanoitla veEchad Hanoishla Chayiv. Even take away. You know why? Because Kol Chod veChodah Revochel Chavah Teshavik. By taking away, you just made some more space. Someone else can throw in. Today says Markulis is our nickname for the real thing called Koilus, or Kulus, which is a commendable name, a laudatory name, you know, Kulus, praise it. And we made it to Mar. Mar is bitter. Mar Kulus. This Kulus is bitter. So this is like an Avodah Zorah, the Avodah Zorah can name. Today's going to spell out that Mar is bitter, but that's what Taysa means. Then we're right to next Mishnah. Hanois and Mezari Lemoilah. Avodah called Moilah. Big Machlek is Rashi and Amban and Chumash. Rashi holds in the Gemara here as well. And Rashi brings it right from here that Melech was not that they burnt the kids on the fire. They just walked through two fires. We actually had it yesterday. Chizkiah's father, Ochaz, wanted to burn Chizkiah, and it was another getcha called Sarvavim. And Sarvavim, that's the getcha where they burn their kids. This Melech is not with burning. They used to walk between two fires, and as if they're giving the child away to this particular god. And in fact, the Machlek is of Melech is even Avodah Zarah at all. This might be an initiation. You know, you have initiation, you go to a university, whatever it is, have. So you have initiation, and this is initiation to their religion. So it's not even Avodah Zarah, and it's not allowed to, because it's Lasechu, you're following the Goyish ways. Says the Mishnah, what's the procedure? First, you got to give it to the priests. And then the Yavibesh, and then the priest, wait, Ashila, the priest give it back to you, and the father carries a kid across. According to the Rambam, it's the priests who carried it across, or the other way around. Masa lemoilech, he gave it to them. V'lo heavy beish, but he didn't go across the fire or heavy beish. When you cross the fire, v'lo masa lemoilech. In a chayv, you got two things: you got to give it to the priests, and then you got to cross the fire. It says we learned all about Avodah Zarah. The moilech is a separate mishnah. Amar Rav Avin Tana and Kemadam moilech Avodah Zarah is a ray. That we're learning the mishnah is that moilech is not Avodah Zarah. Rather, it's initiation. It's not Avodah Zarah. The time you learn about machleik is echad the moilech vechlus Avodah Zarah chayiv. If you do this thing about initiating the kid between two fires, whether you did in front of this Avodah called moilech, moilech means king, or whether you did in front of any other Avodah Zarah, you're chayiv because that moilech is Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Elazar b'Shimshon said no. La moilech chayiv. Shaloi la moilech. It's not because it's not Avodah Zarah. If you do this, it's not a way of worshipping Avodah Zarah. If you did it with any Avodah Zarah, it's garnished. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, who said that Melech is not Avodah Zarah, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes, Amru Dover Echad, they both say the same thing. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, what Dami just said, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antignes, Tatanah, Chanina ben Antignes, Rabbi Shimon, Ma'atov Satosh and Melech. Why do we use the word Melech? Kol Shim Lichu Aleim. I don't care what it is. Anything that you call, you nominated, this will be my ruler. I feel it right. I feel a kiss him, a pebble or a splinter. What's the order? The both say it's not Avodah Zarah. The question, and they're just talking about anything or just a particular Melech. Rav said, no, Lav Davke. Melech Araikim Nayu. No, the Lav Davke, that's what they're talking about here. They're not arguing about Avodah Zarah. What they're arguing about is, can a Melech be something permanent? Has to be something permanent or even something temporary? Have to give it to the priest. Remember, it says, don't give it. You give it over to the priest. We learn. I thought if I just cross the fire without giving it over to the priest, I'm give it over. What happened? You gave it to the priest, but you didn't actually cross over to the fire. You got to do both. You got to give it to the priest, and you have to cross between the fire. What about, let's say you gave it over to the priest and you prayed, but you didn't have in mind the Melech. You have to do it in front of the Melech. Let's say you went to the Melech, but you didn't light the fires. Even though they say Melech, it's Malahalam Be'esh, Avkan Be'esh. It has to be through fire. Mab Kan Melech, Aflahalam Melech, between the fires. Says him, what about But if you take all your children across, you're potter. Why? Shemar says mizaracha, v'loy kol zaracha. It says even though the cheder is a kavu cheder madach, you take one son yichayiv. You don't think if you take all your sons yichayiv. But ein oinshim menadin. And why? Because who says? We had in the beginning Gemara Makkos. We'll see that Golas works for somebody who only did a b'sheigig, not for someone who did a mezid. Why? Because someone did a mezid such a terrible aveda, how can this be a kapara? So faket, if the whole thing is a kapara, we don't want a small aveda can warrant such a kapara. Who said a terrible aveda can have the same kapara? That's why it says, Mashah, ain't ancient min hadin. So over here, even though a kabuchayim, you would say, madach mizara yechayiv, surely calls out a yechayiv, but ain't ancient min hadin. Says Malavite, boy Ravashi, what about heavy lusum and mau? What about if you took your son across, your boy who was blind? What's a din? Yosh and mau. What about if the kid was asleep? No, but you could have gone across and you passed your kid. You chay, but here I couldn't. The guy's blind, or he's asleep. He himself couldn't do it. So what would be the din then? You chay or not? And the Gemara remains in the taiku. What about ben bno? Your ben beat him mau, but not his own son, his grandson. What about your grandson? Tivshid mi achada. Okay, we cannot answer regarding if a person is asleep or blind, but let's answer about a grandchild. The Tanya Megaleh, it says in Pasuk that the Abishah says, I'm very upset and I am going to kill that very person because you let him go. What did he do wrong? Ki mizaroi nosan lamoylech. Because from his descendants, he gave to the moylech. Ma tam b'loy. How do you learn from the Abishah? Ma tam b'loy matzachah ba'ave b'nai b'toy b'eish. Ein liel b'nai b'nai son and daughter. Ben b'nai 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 tam b'loy b'sitoy mizaroi. We bring another Pasuk, mizitoy mizaroi. Mizari, we already know Ben Benoy Bita. We already know Benoy Bita, right? Mizari, tell you one more generation. For you might understand, you start with one passing, you end with another. Turn the passing, Bibichim Mizari, Visolik, Besitim Mizari. You're right, we learn another Roshim as well. Zari, ain't the other Zera Kosher. If it's Mamish, your legal son. Zera Apostle, if you have a son of Mamzim, Menayin, illegitimate, Hamalayim, Besitim Mizari, any of your children. Remember, we had the Mar Kedush in the beginning, the Zera ain't law, I ain't a love, even if it's a Mamzir. Also, you know, about going back for Truman and all that. I'm going to be the ain't a chai.
By definition,
you know, it was even an illicit child.
Say, no, so why do you have to say grandchild?
Isn't because it? Before it said benoy bitoy. So we were.
So you would exactly your son and daughter.
Bizarre.
Yeah, so that's what you know. That's why the Torah changes the lashon. If we say only Zera on its own, without the benoy bitoy, we wouldn't. We'd limit it. Because the Torah changes the lashon. You know when you're chayiv, you have to do exactly the way the goyim do it. You did the way they did it through a priest and crossing it. Hey chidami, what do you mean by havoda? Okay, you light two fires. How do you do it? Omar Abaye says a very interesting Rashi. We'll learn in a minute. Shrago de livni b'mitzoy. What they did was they had a pile of bricks, like a low wall of bricks, lit a fire on both sides, and you had to cross walking on top of this little brick wall. So you crossed between two fires. So Rashi learns that it's very important. Rashi learn Rashi in a minute. Mitzoy noida mahaygis, noida mahaygis, and noida mahaygis. Rashi shraga delivni says Rashi about 12 lines above the white lines. Says Rashi first with the lines hamoylech. Shraga delivni shuras delivni. There was a row of bricks gavoya levon al gabel levon. He had one brick atop the other. Ve'esh mikan umikan umavidin olav. They cross it. Ve'enu sorfei. They don't burn the child. Says Rashi. Not like the Ramban learns. And how do I know they don't burn the child? Midiktan the kavos in the Gemara where it says hamavid atzma. If you're walking across yourself, potter you potter. You potter if you cross yourself. Now how can you cross yourself if you burnt? Al Achanavaru Chai is still alive. Otherwise, what's the shayla potter or not potter? He's dead anyway. We had to save Yimi yesterday. We saved Chizkiah with this blood from the salamander. Lavla, that thing that 7 years came out of a fire. Lavla Meiluch Chaya. It wasn't this gadget called Meiluch. Elalehei Asfar Vodim. The Hosel saved the safe. Okay, so the Ramban who says that you actually did get burnt learns potter means that you're not chayiv als what do you call it als avodah zara you chayiv am amid atzoladas you'll be chayiv as a suicide but suicide does not lose chilukid whether you lose your chelgam haba or not so you don't get this punishment you get that punishment. Okay, anyway, fight it. Rob back to the Rav says, Kimashvarta the Purim. Let's do the next Rashi. Like the jumping on Purim. What's jumping on Purim? Remember this Rashi we're supposed to do on Purim. And interesting why we don't do it today. Rav Amar Kimashvarta the Purim. Ain't a Mavira Beraglov. You don't walk across. Ela Koifiz Beraglov. You jump. You broad jump. There used to be that on Purim the kids would broad jump. They dug a hole in the ground. They dug a hole in the ground and there was a fire burning.
Why did kids
do this
on Purim?
Come sit down. We leave. Okay, we're leaving in 5 minutes. Okay. On Purim, they used to broad jump. I don't know. It's not brother. I don't know. They used to dig a hole in the ground, light a fire in there, so maybe burn the effigy of Haman or something. Because I'm not bringing. They used to do, you know, with effigies of Haman. They used to burn it.
Maybe it's
Purim.
Purim.
That's
what I'm saying. Maybe it's a kinderspiel.
But what's that? Dafke Purim. I'm saying that Amos used to burn the effigy. So maybe they used to put an effigy of Haman in there and light it, and they used to jump over it. Maybe. Let's get the invites getting late. Let's go to invite. Tanik was a rabbi like Rabbi, and the chai vachi ever done that. You know, chai until you did it, you transported the child the way they did in those days. Have you been able to put, if you walk by foot, you put it in the chai, you have to jump. Rabbi was like Rabbi, you have to jump, you have to broad jump. When the chai vachi yitzi yidecha, you know, chai, your own children, ha, keitzat, but no, you beat the chai, your children, chai, your grandchildren, but over the imoy, his siblings, his parents, no. Hevir atzma, if he crossed himself, potter. This is Rashi's ayin that you don't get burnt. Otherwise, he died when he potter. Rabbi Rav Shimon mechayev, he's chayev echad lemoylech. Yeah, he's chayev. He holds chayev in all of these cases. Then we go right here. Echad, we learned before. Echad lemoylech vechad l'sharav arid chayev. Any avodah zara, you do the same thing. Chayev. Rabbi Rav Shimon no, lafk lemoylech chayev. Shloim lemoylech because moylech is not avodah zara. It's an initiation process. I'm going to do my time with Rabbi Rav Shimon. I'm across the pasuk leyimatze becha. It says you shouldn't find by yourself the chah ba'atzmach. Now, that only in this particular case, only in this avodah zarah. So, why did Rabbi Elazar hold if you cross it? Maybe only your children, because it says b'chah. B'chah means includes you. V'rabbana loydashu b'chah. Rabbana loydashu b'chah. But now we learned in the end of the second page of the Bible. You come first. And we say, my time. How do you know you come before your parents? And b'chah means that you come first. So, Claude and Rabbana also agree with this drasha of b'chah that you come first. So, surely by ma'ive, b'nai, yibitoy, it says b'chah. So, you say, you must be b'chah. So, you should be chayv as well if you cross yourself. No, you got it all wrong. Not only for the word b'chah, hasame. Ephes, deliver with Ephes. And Rashi says there's an issa to be poor. Everyone has to do everything within their realm to make sure they don't become poor. So Rashi says here, it's not a haftoch that you won't be poor. Ephes, the chadal, you should do everything you can to avoid the kalei anias and stop it, Mimchas Rashi. Anyway, back to the water. Our Rabbi Yishmael, the Sholok, he says, three times it's called Bavay Zorah, Lama. It says twice by Meilech and one by regular Avodah Zarah. Achaz l'kedarka, and one we had before that any Melach l'kedarka, Ba'ach l'kedarka, that these four Melachim l'kedarka, Zavach l'kedarka, and all that. And Ba'achaz l'Meilech. L'man d'om a Meilech Avodah Zarah, the one who holds a Meilech is Avodah Zarah. Kodesh b'Meilech l'Meilech, so why do you have to have a separate Kodesh by Meilech? L'mabe b'noi shal l'kedarka. If you mabe b'yazad.
Not the normal.
Yeah, what's a megadif? We know the megadif is a blasphemer, but others learn. We'll see in the Gemara later. Megadif is going to avoid the zorim. We'll see later. The Gemara will have increases, and later on as well. Then megadif is over the avoid the zorim. He sang to the avoid the zorim. So why does megadif have a separate kodesh? We learned he cut his tikkudis, we dash and he cut his ba'ilam haza. Not just physically you get cut off from the people, but tikkudis le'ilam haba. That you get cut off from haba. It says also in the same subject, it says three times kudis, according to you, every three worlds. He kodes is loyim haba, and tikkudis is deep to toy goshmi adam. You can't bring it in. Sometimes the tailor repeats it twice like people say. Tomorrow we will come.